At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
You tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We're talking about We Are the World. We're going to talk about our children for a while. This is a crucial issue that's impacting us. You may not know it. You may say, well, my kids are out of school. I don't have any kids in Head Start. But guess what? The foundation for society is an educated society. 0 to 3 is one of the most crucial times in a child's life. Brain development, voice development, all the things and colors and shapes and all those things happen, but they have to have a foundation. I had a chance as a county commissioner, or before that, I was bought in by this lady who I'm going to introduce in a minute on how early learning education plays a vital part in our community. Through that whole learning, I had a chance to visit some of the best centers in the world, literally. The Reggio schools in Italy, talk to early learning sites like Sheltering Arms, Scottsdale, Reading World, Candy Cane, our community. Those at the Carter Daycare Center, which is renowned, Rainbow Academy. These are early learning centers that I've had a chance to be part of. We had an opportunity called Kinder Camp, where we took the three-year-olds, the four-year-olds, to kindergarten for a day. Man, these four-year-olds got in that school. It was like they were going to college, Chris. They had their backpacks on. They sitting in the classroom. You can imagine a four-year-old now going to kindergarten. We gave them an early start on what it was like, what it was. They spent the whole day in kindergarten. That opened up their minds to possibilities and thinking because they understood how education worked and making those things happen. So I'm going to introduce a lady who's a transformational leader, but with 30 years of experience working with children, families in our community. Her expertise in child maltreatment, family engagement, nonprofit capacity building. She's the executive director for Scottsdale Early Learning Center, Ms. Virginia Baker. She provides strategic leadership. She's a volunteer on the board of directors. She's done so many things. Led in fundraising for this 47-year-old early learning childhood education organization. Prior to Scottsdale, she was director of family services at the Sheltering Arms, another great early learning education center. She graduated from West Georgia College, a master's in education, degree in guidance and counseling, graduate of leadership DeKalb, member of the National Council of 100 Black Women, Stone Mountain, Lithonia chapter. This woman has really helped move DeKalb in so many profound ways that she's an advocate for early learning and making things happen in our community. And she's joined by Morgan Birch, Director of Programs and Operation from Scottsdale Child Development, Early Child Development Center. We also have a parent and a teacher of young toddler class, Fran Bradley. So you're going to get a perspective from a parent, a teacher. They're going to tell you about what's going on with Head Start, the funding cuts that have happened, And man, you need to pay attention because we need your voice. Like Earl said and Jody talked about advocacy, you got to make sure we take care of our children. You go to Ghana and West Africa, the first thing they say, how are the children? That's how they greet you. Because the children are doing well, guess what? The society is well. If you're kicking your kids to the curb, guess what's happening in our whole society? We lose a whole generation of leaders, future teachers, firefighters, lawyers, doctors, elected officials. What are we saying if we don't invest in early learning education? So let's give it up for our crew and Ms. Baker. WOK, let's give a WOK welcome to Ms. Virginia Baker.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Larry Johnson, my District 3 Commissioner.
All right. Take it away. Tell us about when you called me a couple of weeks ago to talk about the funding cut, $10 million you're about to lose. Talk about what's going on and why. How do you, what $10 million is a lot of money, Ms. Baker. Talk about Head Start, what it is, and why is it crucial to make things happen.
Good morning again, Commissioner Johnson. Let me just make one correction.
Okay.
$1 million.
$1 million. Okay. I'm sorry. $1 million. That's a lot.
Still a lot. So thank you so much for giving us this opportunity and this platform to bring awareness to the importance of investing in early care and education and the Head Start crisis that we're facing at Scottsdale and regarding funding. I want to take a moment just to share a little bit about Scottsdale Early Learning. We are a 501c3 nonprofit that has been in this arena, early childhood education, since 1977, providing high-quality early education. Hmm. We were birthed in the Toby Grant Housing Development.
Oh, wow.
Where we rented two HUD units for $1 a year. In 1996, we had a $1 million capital campaign, and we built our new center on Warren Avenue.
Oh, wow.
We even opened a new center at Midway Woods in 2020 during the height of the pandemic.
Wow.
So we've been around for a while, and our main thrust is to make sure that children are ready for kindergarten and beyond.
Wow.
And we do that through our center and community-based program. We want to make sure those 5 years olds are prepared for kindergarten. Children from low to moderate income homes have access to quality childhood education.
Mm-hmm.
Our infants age 0 to 3 or meeting developmental milestones. And they have those plans to ensure that their needs are met.
Mm.
80% of the families that we serve are classified as low income. A lot of families we serve cannot afford the full cost of care.
Wow.
That's why scholarship support is so important. And that's why Head Start is so important. As a former probation officer, I don't know if you knew that about me.
Oh, no. Wow.
I was a former probation officer. When we invest in early care and education, every dollar invested saves the cost for future crime and other acts of violence, even poverty.
Mm-hmm.
So because 90%, and you mentioned this earlier, 90% of a child's brain is hardwired before age 5.
Wow.
The early years provide the best opportunity for healthy growth and development. We're not only an early care program, but we also workforce development. We hire the community. We provide jobs for the community. So this work is so important. We're blessed to sit in this space to do the work that we do.
Wow.
And so I'll talk a little bit about our early Head Start situation. So some people may not be familiar with Head Start.
We'll come back to that. I want you to hold that.
Okay.
You're tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. You're tuned in with Real Life with LJ. You can call in at 404-726-1380. We talked about early learning education. You may not have a kid in the system or early learning, but this impacts you. This is all about us, the voice of the community, 1380. You all are part of this. We got to make sure it's a $1 million hit. They've lost $1 million. Head Start, these are spaces, these are kids, these are families. So we're going to get this thing going. So I want you to hear it and become a voice on how we can call the governor, our state, our local officials, on getting funding to make sure our kids have a space. They're the world. They make things happen. So thank you. Come on back with Real Life with LJ. You're tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Oh, yeah, we're back. You're tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Y'all remember this one, don't you? Y'all remember this one? Michael Jackson, baby. Old Thriller. Y'all doing the moonwalk, had that plastic jacket on with them zippers. We rolling. Good to see you back. You're back with Real Life with LJ. We're here, 404-726-1380. talked about the $1 million loss, the cut that happened for Head Start at Scottsdale Child Development Center. It's crucial. 0 to 3 3-year-olds. Talk about it, Ms. Baker. Talk about what is Head Start?
Thank you, Commissioner, again, for this opportunity. Head Start is a federal program. It's a two-generation program. I'm not sure if you know what 2-gen is, but when you talk about two-generation, you're providing support not just for that child but also that parent. We provide comprehensive services for low-income children, birth to five, and their families. These families receive comprehensive services. When I say comprehensive services, that's a family support advocate, education services, mental health, and disability support. The goal of Head Start is to ensure that children are ready to succeed in school. And a part of what we provide in early Head Start and Head Start are diapers, wipes, formulas for these children, birth to five.
Right. Keep going in terms of, do you know, talk about some of the programs that are under there. I mean, it was one program I used to be a part of, the Fatherhood Talks. And it was one young man I'm still in contact with today called Corey Wilson. Now, Corey Wilson, I forgot how many kids he had, but I was talking over there, I think, before I was a commissioner. But Corey, it was because part of what Head Start does is it's got the life skill, parenting component. But now he is working over at Agnes Scott over facilities all these years later. But he's engaged, he's involved. And I saw him last year. I said, wow, he still remember. But talk about specifically those Head Start programs.
So in Head Start, as I mentioned, comprehensive services. So not just serving, we talk a lot of times we talk about moms and we direct.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again.
Nope.
Save this Memorial Day. Shop at a retailer near you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Services for moms, but we also want to make sure we are engaging with the fathers and the dads or those males who are critical to those children in their lives. And so fatherhood services, you know, there are programs called iMoms, working just with the moms, working with just the dads, working in, on relationships with families and making sure they're stable. So it is about providing those services, comprehensive services, wraparound services, resources. Family need resources. Now we talk about, when you think about COVID and things that have happened with families, the loss of income, mental health services. So those wraparound services are really important for families when you're talking about Head Start and early Head Start services.
So it's not just child care. It's a holistic approach to parenting.
Yes.
That's provided through this funding mechanism that now is no longer exist. And talk about what happened.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So I mentioned before, these are federal dollars. And so let me sort of explain like how this works. Because a lot of people say, well, what happened? And
right.
What, you know, how does this work? So the Office of Head Start, and I want to thank the Georgia Head Start Association for their support, you know, as we have tried to navigate this new normal for Scottsdale Early Learning. So Office of Head Start, they issue what we call open call for grants. And so the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning, which is called DECAL, they held the grant for
State agency,
mm-hmm. Yes. They held the grant for 10 years, the Early Head Start grant. It was an Early Head Start Community Partnership grant.
Mm-hmm.
Scottsdale was written in as a partner for 5 years.
Mm.
So as a partner site, we're not the grantee. They're the grantee.
Mm.
So they decided in December of 2023 that they were no longer going to be involved.
Oh,
they
wow.
decided to relinquish the grant. They said, we're not reapplying.
Mm.
But they did say, hey, this is an organization we want to encouraged to apply,
right,
to write Scottsdale in as a partner site,
right.
And so that organization met with us a number of times, and they wrote their grant. They even hired a grant writer to make sure the application was good and secure and solid,
right.
And they wrote us in, and so they were notified that they did not receive the grant, which meant that Scottsdale was not a part.
Now, was there other agencies or early learning centers that were part of this grant that won't be funded? How many of those groups?
So we're talking about maybe another partner, but also family child care providers.
Right. How
who
many?
Are self-employed. Probably over five. Okay. Five child care providers.
And how many, think about five, but how many kids does that impact?
Yeah. So most of them probably have maybe 5 to 8 children in their locations.
Right.
And these are self-employed individuals.
Right.
So really, you know, the impact there. And think about families who.
Entrepreneurs and families.
Families who won't, you know, have those services.
Right.
So the impact is great.
Mm-hmm.
For our program, it impacts 54 families.
Wow.
And so those 54 families now do not have, and this child care is free. Free
right.
child care. Free diapers, wipes, formula, free wraparound services. And so what we've had to...
While the parents have to go to work, they have a place for their child getting quality education.
Yes.
From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
So we are from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
5 p.m. So
Monday through Friday.
And not having this money, those 54 families would...
So, yeah, the impact is huge because now you have families who... We want to make sure children are in high-quality, safe spaces,
mm-hmm.
and so they may have to leave them with someone that's not qualified to care for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to go to work. They may be in school to, you know, improve their skill set.
Mm-hmm.
So those opportunities may be taken away.
Wow.
Like we want folks to be able to go to work
and be
at ease about where their children are.
Yes.
Make sure they're in a safe environment where they're learning, they're growing, they're developing.
Wow. And so part of it is, I know when you reached out to me, and I want to give a shout out to Senator Warnock's office and Meredith Lilly. I just got the ball, just kept rolling. So have you had a meeting with, because this is a federal program that comes down to the state.
Yes.
And we're going to get to the state next because the state has a big surplus budget as well. And this is an opportunity to invest on our young people. Talk about, have you had that meeting with our U.S. Senator Warnock yet?
So, yes, we had a meeting with, and I want to thank you for aligning and connecting us with Senator Warnock's office.
Mm-hmm.
So his team did meet with me and our team members to talk about the crisis and what's happening. Because $1 million is a lot of dollars that, you know,
I'm just focusing on 54 families now.
Yeah.
I'm not focusing on,
you
focus on what a program like this, the foundation that it gives to our young people, and the emotional support for families. Now your child's in a safe place. You at work. You felt good about this center. Now all of a sudden, after December, we can be. What do we go from here? So now it's on December is what November 1st is tomorrow. So you only got 2 months.
Yeah. So our fiscal year right now we're in, you know, the quarter, I would say third quarter. And so moving to the fiscal year next year, this program, I would say June of 2025, we're trying to find funding between now and June 2025 to support these families.
Right.
We're asking these families now to pay tuition.
Wow.
That it's impossible for them to pay.
Right, because this wasn't budgeted. This was wasn't part budgeted. Of their budget.
Yeah, and scholarship support. We're looking for scholarship support from organizations. We have a grant writing team. We're writing proposals. We're reaching out to our county commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
We're reaching out to local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We're fundraising.
Let's hold on to that about the fundraising. We're going to come back to that. You're tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WALK, Real Life with LJ. We're talking about the Head Start crisis and the $1 million loss that was happening. 54 families are impacted. Come on back, everybody. All right. We in. That's it. It's Thriving Thursdays. That's what I'm talking about. This is a voice, the voice of the community, 1380 WALK. We're bringing this exclusive interview to you all because I know we can do something about it. We can get on the phone, talk to the governor's office, our federal officials, 54 families. It's not just about, there's those families, but it impacts all of us. Ms. Baker is here, the director of Scottsdale Child Early Learning Child Center. Tell us, keep going with your comments around, you just caught off guard with this, right?
Yeah, so, the Office of Head Start promised our DECAL grantee that there will be continuity of care for children,
mm-hmm.
Which means that there will not be a gap in services for these children and their families. And so we were notified, we should have been notified in June, and we didn't get word till August, September that the new grantee had been named, and then we found out the new grantee.
August or September of this year?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And so we were notified, once we were notified, we found out the new grantee did not write it as a partnership grant.
Okay.
So they only wrote the grant for their
family. One entity, right.
Just for them.
Oh, wow.
For their organization. And so, which meant we did not have funding any longer.
Wow. And these families who were getting this child care now have to start budgeting. And you said something about now you ask them to have to pay tuition because you still have to fill in the gap.
Yes. And so we are a business, so we still have to run Scottsdale Early Learning.
Right.
And so these families have been asked to pay tuition. One thing I want to bring to the surface is you may not be familiar with CAPS. CAPS is Child and Adult Parent Services, which is ran by the state. And the rules have changed for CAPS. And some of our families that qualified previously for CAPS no longer qualify because the rules change.
Okay.
The requirements change for these families. And so that was a support, the CAPS.
Mm.
And now if they don't have CAPS, that means they are required to pay for tuition.
Wow.
And we're below market, but it's still,
how much does it cost a week to go there?
We have a tier system. It depends on the age of the child.
Mm-hmm.
And so our highest tier rate would be like $260. Infant care is more expensive. So, infant care is at the, that's the top because it requires more dedication and commitment.
As a parent, I never figured that out. I thought it'd be cheaper because all they're doing is sitting there crying, pooping, drinking milk. But this infant is more expensive.
Yeah, infant, because the quality of care that they need is more intense.
And it's how much is it a week? $260 a week?
So $260 a week for infants.
Wow. That's a lot.
But that's below market.
It's below market because right now you're probably paying $450, something like that a week. And so a quality daycare early learning center. I mean, if you go over there, man, the one on North Decatur Road, the one off Columbia, I mean, you talking about Montessori class.
Yeah.
I can't think of another word, but clean. The teachers are engaged. I mean, I was over there reading to the 3-year-olds and little Cassie. I can't use a real name on radio, but she came out there with her Nikes on. She sitting up there looking. I'm trying to read the book. She started trying to read the book. She gaga-goo and all that. And we had fun because the kids were engaged. They were involved. And you're pulling from neighborhoods that are dealing with poverty issues at the same time. So
we all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today. While great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So let me switch over to Fran over here. Fran is a parent.
So Larry, before you go, I do want to mention, you mentioned our quality. We are NACI accredited and also quality rated. So a lot of programs in
National, that's a national accreditation.
Yes. And so a lot of programs in DeKalb, early care and education, do not have those credentials. So that's why we want to lift up quality. We want to keep quality teachers and professional development in our program.
So you're getting, you got certified teachers, you got You're up there with the so-called big name folks, but you're in the community and you're doing great work. Let me go to Fran. This is a parent now. I got to hear from a parent. You know, you're there as a parent. Talk about your experience and what does this mean and how does this impact our parents?
Good morning. Thank you for having us, Commissioner. Yes, I'm a parent at Scottsdale Early Learning. I have two children that attend Scottsdale Early Learning. Mm. And I would like to say that this is very crucial. Mm. And it's a big impact on families, because I have experienced homelessness.
Okay.
Living in an extended stay hotel.
Really? Oh, wow.
And so Scottsdale Early Learning was definitely a place that helped me and my children. Like Ms. Becker said, it's quality care. Like you say, it's quality education in the poverty area. Mm-hmm. So when you're living in places like, you know, on Memorial Drive in DeKalb County, where it's high crime, and you have a safe place for your children to attend with great quality care, and you get the comprehensive services that Ms. Becker mentioned, such as when I didn't have a vehicle, they provided MARTA cards. I mean, the diapers, the wipes. I mean, it makes a difference for a mom when you're trying to pay your room every week or you're trying to pay your rent. It's the difference between eating that week or, you know, buying things for your children that week or your light bill. So I'm sorry.
So think about that's all right. That's but think about it, you extend this day, and a lot of folks don't understand that's become a place of housing for a lot of our families. And you in a one room, and you don't know who you're next to. You don't know what's going on. Yeah. And you this going to Scottsdale for your kids, having a peace of mind that they were in a safe place, a place of learning. Talk about that whole mental health piece to that.
Yes, what I would like to say is it definitely helped my mental, because at that time I was at a very low place in my life where I was at a very low place in my life where I went through a lot of things mentally. So by seeing them greet my kids when I come in, and I know their love, and Miss Morgan and Miss Baker and Miss Vicky, every day just speaking life into your children and speaking life into me, which motivated me to get up and go, you know, get more jobs and look for things and get handle my business when I know my kids were safe. So it definitely helped my mental. And I just want to say thank you all, because it got me through. Like, they just don't know the smiles when you come in and your kid's so happy. Like, it just takes so much off of a mother.
And a father. Yes.
And just to know that just because I'm in this situation, they're not judging me. They're not looking down upon me and my children. They're getting the same quality care as if they were in a different area of a higher economic status. So I just appreciate the care that they give to everybody. They treat everyone like a person. They treat every child just with the most utmost care and love. And it's so crucial to have that in the community, because it's a lot of single moms, single fathers, single grandmothers, grandparents that need that support in that village. And us to come together to support each other. It's very important for our community to uplift our community, and the poverty in our community, it makes a big, big difference.
And talk about when the kids came home every day after going to Scottsdale. They bring their papers to you. Mommy, I learned how to color. Yes. I learned my ABCs. Hold that till we get back. We come back break. But that is so crucial. You're tuned in to News and Talk, 1380 WAOK, Real Life with LJ. We're talking to a parent and the impact of early learning education, living, coming from an extended stay hotel. And we're going to talk about her now as a teacher in this same building. This is what it's all about, child. This is the voice of the community. We got to tell it. We need you to spread the word. They took a $1 million cut. We got to get that money back to them, 54 families. Thank you. You're tuned in to 1380 WAOK. Come on back with Real Life with LJ. All right. All right, you all. We here. So I'm a Scottsdale Child Development Center, 54 families. $1 million cut unexpectedly happened. Found out in September. Now we here talking to a parent, Fran, who was extended stay hotel. Kids were going to Scottsdale. This was with the hope and the joy of her life, having a stable environment. Fran, you're a parent, but now you're a teacher.
Yes,
talk about how that experience, how did that happen?
Well, you know, one day I was walking in and Miss Vicky was like, she was like, Miss Fran, you always volunteer. You know, you always volunteering. You might as well get paid. You know, come on in the kitchen. We need a little help out. And I said, okay, you know, I don't mind. I do it for free. I volunteer. She said, you're gonna work here. I said, yes, ma'am. So I was in the kitchen for a couple weeks, and then I went in the classroom, and I fell in love with the children. And They was like, no, ma'am, you got to stay in the class. And so I just fell in love with the kids, and they had my heart. And just being there for them and just giving back the same way they gave back to my children, pouring back into the kids. You know, I always had it in me to be there for the kids. Right. And it's just the passion and, you know, getting my CDA. I got certified while I was there.
Come on.
Thank you, Ms. Morgan, Ms. Baker. They got me certified. Oh. And I was happy to get, you know, receive the certification and just all the support. And, you know, I got me a new vehicle.
Oh,
I was able to save, Lord. And now recently I just moved into my brand new apartment 3 months in after 7 years of homelessness.
Oh, come on.
Yes, 7 years.
See, you understand. The people understand this program does a lot. Yes. This lady went from homeless to having an apartment to a job that she loves to be in the right. Certified. You certified. Yes, certified. You bona fide.
Yes.
And you certified bona fide.
Yes.
Miss Fran. I'm calling Miss Fran. That's Miss Fran. Ain't gonna make no Miss Frans no more. Boy, them Miss Frans around. Boy, you get a Miss Fran in the classroom.
Yes.
Everybody, all the kids just run up to Miss Fran, Miss Fran. Start hugging Miss Fran because you exude the love. And somebody saw that spark in you and picked you out of the crowd. And that spark has taken you to a whole nother level. So hold on, we got a call on the line. Maggie from Atlanta. Maggie, good morning. Welcome to Real Life with LJ. Thank you for coming in here, Miss Maggie. Come on in. Good morning.
Yes, I hear that story in so many, and that we need this. So I'm pleading everybody out there, whose mothers, whose grandmothers, we know how important this program is. Rent is constantly going up. People's not going to be able to afford, but we got a safe place for the children. So please, please make phone calls. It works. You bug that governor. You have to do it for. It takes a village.
Yes.
So what I'm telling everybody out there in the radio land, call. Please call. Because the family, she helping them to keep the children, that 57 families, come on. Mm. Because next, it'll be knocking at your door.
Come on.
So I'm pleasing y'all. Please call. And just like you're saying, call the governor. You got to understand, not just because rent constantly going up, they know what they are doing. And they do this, what else going to do? You got the power. You got the vote. That's why it's so important.
Yes.
Local vote is very important.
Very important.
So people, please, get them fingers and start calling them phones.
Come on. They need the funding. They got to get the funding. I mean, we got a lot of Miss Frans in the world. Some of them sitting in extended stay right now, but kids need this quality education. We got Scottsdales all over our city, our counties, who providing love, accredited organization, been around 47 years, who served the least of these. 260 a week. Most daycare quality programs like this stature, at least paying $400 a week. And you got quality teachers, the food. You go over there, I'm talking about, it exudes love from the parking lot when you get in that room. Miss Baker, she kind of shy, but she is a phenomenal leader who has changed the whole thing around early learning education. I met her before she was even a director. We were just working in the community together. We started just, you know, whatever I can do to help and making those things happen. And as a man who's a father, I understood. I didn't call it early learning, but I was reading to my daughter in the womb. I mean, I was one of them deep daddies. I was reading Greek mythology, the Iliad. I was reading them Chancellor Williams. I was reading them books, Stolen Legacy. I was reading them books that just took about liberation and how to empower yourself to move forward and make things happen. So it's incredible. Now, Miss Baker, on these last couple of minutes we have left, tell people how they can help you. How can they help to move these things forward? Oh, you want to talk about some of your programs? Let's go with a little program. I got Morgan. I got a Virginia, a Fran. I got a Morgan. You got a Morgan. Come on, Morgan. Talk about some of the programs over at Scottsdale.
Okay, before I get into the programs, I just kind of wanted to share a couple of stats in regards to our organization. So
okay.
We collectively serve about 150 children between both of our center-based programs, and that's at our Warren Avenue location and also our Midway Woods location. We also serve 28 children which are enrolled in our Ready School program. The Ready School program is a unique program where we provide that foundational support to refugee children and families who are newly integrated into the United States of America. So just giving them an opportunity to just get a precursor of what a school environment is like so that we're able to then accept them into our preschool and also our pre-K program. And then also we serve 250 children and families within our community-based program. So we have parent educators that kind of work in a twofold position. So they serve in like a family advocate capacity as well as a teacher capacity. So they go into the homes of the children and families and provide support to the parent to be their child's first teacher. So they provide them with different activities that they can do to build on those developmental skills, those social emotional skills. And also, I also want to share that we do an ages and stages screener on all of our children within the first 45 days of school. So that gives us an opportunity to know, how can we tune in to this particular scholar? How can we individualize with this particular scholar?
Wow.
And so with that, we get the support of being partnered with Easter Seals of North Georgia for our Head Start program. So those children are age 3 to 5. We are also, again, partnered with Georgia Pre-K. Those children have to be 4 by September the 1st.
Okay.
We are excited to then partner with CDF Action. That's our Ready Schools program, again, for our refugee families. And then again, for our Parents as Teachers program, in short, we call it the PAT program. And then we're also excited, again, to partner with Quality Care for Children for our Child and Adult Care Food program. So they provide us with financial support. They give us about, they pay about half of our food costs that we push out on a monthly basis. So anything helps to support just how we execute our day-to-day operations at Scottsdale Early Learning.
Wow. Thank you, Morgan. You see, quality, accredited, a program that makes a difference in our community. This is what it's all about. 54 families are now at a point where we may not have spots, may have to pay tuition and make things happen in our community. So you all stick with us. You're tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WALK with Real Life with LJ. You're tuned in. We're talking to about Scottsdale Child Development Center. They need your help. A $1 million cut found out in September. You heard from Fran, the parent, from extended stay to now teaching. She loves our children. This is what foundation, this is what leadership is all about. This is what Scottsdale is about. You heard about quality programs from a phenomenal leader in Miss Virginia Baker. Come on back with Real Life with LJ, 404-726-1380. We're coming back to you, Hakeem. To my real love, y'all. Real love, Mary J., real love for our children. We got to have some real love. This is real love time. Thriving Thursdays with Real Life with LJ. Come on, y'all. That's it. You've been through a storm. You heard about Fran. You heard Fran. Been through a storm. But she didn't give up. Scottsdale, Head Start, helped her get a head start. Now she's teaching, certified. This is what real love is all about. Come on, y'all. Let's go. All right. Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WALK. News and Talk 1380 WALK with Real Life with LJ. You heard about the programs. You heard from Fran. Now we're going to go back to Ms. Baker on how you can help. How you can help. Come on, Ms. Baker, tell us.
Thank you again, Commissioner Johnson, for this opportunity and this platform to share what's happening with our early care and education program. Not just with Scottsdale, but we're in a child care crisis across the nation, and it's time for action. So as we talk about sustainability, how you can help, I heard the caller say, hey, we're going to need to make calls. But also think about how you can donate, not just to Scottsdale, but programs in general. Nonprofits have to raise dollars to support our work. So for Scottsdale Early Learning, go to scottsdale.org. You can click the donate button and make a donation. You can become a sustainer of Scottsdale by being an ongoing donor. Make not just a one-time contribution, but you also can make a reoccurring contribution to Scottsdale Early Learning. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on LinkedIn. Become a supporter of Scottsdale Early Learning. Contact the governor's office. Write letters. Send emails. Whatever, however you do, whatever your communication form is, write a letter. Make a call. Contact those under the Gold Dome. They represent you and those in D.C. We know an investment in early care and education is an investment in our future. The children are counting on us. When we say how the children, we want to say the children are well, because we've done our part as the village to make sure that they are well.
Wow. And just touch on being well is more important today than ever before. And the foundation that Scottsdale has set for families and children in our community. And you got folks that come from all over. It's not just DeKalb, right? Well, how many, what areas and counties that you serve?
So we primarily serve DeKalb County.
Mm-hmm.
Central DeKalb, Clarkston, Stone Mountain, Lithonia, City of Decatur, like Memorial Drive, the Memorial Drive, Avondale Estates area, the areas that we serve primarily.
Wow.
But and we have a very diverse population as well.
Really, really. And that's what Scottsdale is all about in terms of just making it happen in our community. And do you have any upcoming events that if a person just want to come and visit the center to check it out for themselves and not just take our word for it, how can they, you know, call and just any upcoming activities like a parent orientation or meet Scottsdale type of thing?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So we have ongoing activities for the children and families. But as a community member, we recently had an open house. And we're going to have open house quarterly for families to come in, community to come in, to see what we do, who we are, to meet our board members. I did not mention, but we do have a 9-member
dynamic board.
Board of directors. And so they are on the front line helping us to raise dollars and get the word out, because this is about awareness and education.
Yes.
And so we invite the community in. If you want to have a tour as a parent, just call our 404-294-8362 number and ask for a tour. Come in anytime. We're open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And
Monday through Friday.
And that's so crucial, you all. We'll go to Hakeem Johnson from Atlanta. Come on in, Hakeem. Thank you for calling.
I'm parked over there.
How you doing, sir?
Hey. Hello.
Hey, how are you, Hakeem? Welcome to Real Life with LJ.
Larry.
Best day of my life. How are you?
Man, I want to tell you the Scottsdale family, man, I've been part of Scottsdale family for about 6 years. You know, both of my kids go there.
Wow.
And right now, I see that they have a hard time with the funding and everything. I just want to show my appreciation to them and Ms. Baker and Ms. Morgan. Ms. Fran is one of my kids' teacher at the daycare.
Okay.
It's just a good vibe at that school, you know. And right now, they're going through so much. I just hope someone out there listening and listening to everything that's going on with the crisis that's going on right now. And I hope someone just grab to what everyone's saying and really help us out with the donations and the funding right now, because we're having a hard time. Parents have to pay for their own pull-ups now. Parents have to contribute to little small stuff that at first we didn't have to contribute to. It was already given to us. We just had to show up for it. And just like Ms. Fran said, I'm a parent that went through the struggle as well, Mr. Larry.
Wow.
Like, I was on the bus riding, taking my kids back and forth. Ms. Baker and Ms. Morgan, they offered me a job at the daycare and stuff like that so I could get on my feet. They do help out a lot at Scottsdale. Scottsdale is one of the best daycares out here. I'm talking about A1. They the best.
Wow.
I just want to give thanks to Ms. Morgan, Ms. Baker, Ms. Vicky as well. She plays a big part of it too.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Like
keeping the kids' heads strong, keeping them level headed, don't come to school with an attitude.
Come on now.
And if they do have an attitude, you know, they have little ways of working that out with the child. They don't leave no child behind. It's a great daycare. It's an A1 daycare. And I just want to give my appreciation to them.
Wow.
And I want them to know that I do appreciate them as well.
Man, we're going to call you Hakeem the Dream Johnson. Man, you got them. I mean, Scottsdale got you back on your feet and what it is. So, folks in the radio audience, 1380, you hear it. We got to help these families. We got to make sure that they are moving and thriving. And this is Thriving Thursday. This is about thriving and making things happen. These are teachers in here. All of them is foundation. They're helping 0 to 3 to make a difference in our community. So you all just come on in, see what you can do. Let's see how we can help them and move forward. You're tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WLK with Real Life with LJ. You're tuned in. This is Real Love here. Thank you so much. Stay tuned in. Thank you.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern.
two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.